buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, start it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
Ladies and gentlemen, completely flying by the seat of our pants.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh dear, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. It is sales tax-free weekend here in South Carolina, home of That Computer Show, and with it comes all the mayhem and madness you would expect. Chris has actually had to do work today, as have I. First time in months. Not really.
I know, right?
We actually work pretty hard when nobody's looking. Okay, as part of today's episode 144, we are going to talk a little bit about what's new and hot for back to school and what to avoid iPad. We're also going to tell you about the popular first-person game Quake Live going pay-to-play. Yeah, bad news, bullet for Noah. Did you just stab yourself in the neck? Leviticus. Oh, that's going to stain. Okay, and the new Microsoft Kinect doesn't work for lazy people.
Oh, interesting.
Apparently ugly people either, but that's a whole other story. New playable races for Star Wars The Old Republic.
Ooh. Oh, the races.
Yeah,
oh.
We're going to give our buddies at BioWare some love. Some lerv. Chinese missiles can now take out U.S. carriers. Uncool. Have you heard about this?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Big camouflage Chinese missiles. They're going to cream some young guy with these missiles. Yeah. Was that inappropriate or was it funny? Somebody. That was funny, right? Let me fair. I got to fix my mic. Hold on. Oh, man. Thought-controlled robot prosthetic arms about to change everything. Perverts across the planet, beware. Could you imagine if you had a robotic arm that just did what you thought about instead of what you wanted it to do?
That already kind of happened.
Get your hands off those boobies! all that and more on That Computer Show, episode 144, starting moments ago, actually.
I didn't mean to type that. I didn't mean to go to that website. I didn't mean to click there. Oh, no! I'm going to get fired.
Okay, so where do we start? I'm going to start with Quake Live. This is kind of a sadness. And it's actually not completely sadness, but how much would you pay to play Quake Live Pro?
What's the difference?
Pro.
Is it a one-time fee or is it a monthly thing?
Okay, Quake Live will still be free to play should you choose that option, but id Software is offering a few perks to players willing to cough up an annual subscription. That subscription ranges from about $24 to $48 per year and include, there's a number of enhancements. So, but you're looking at between $24 and $48, $1.99 per month billed annually. Access to 20 Quake Live Premium only maps, with more to come. Brand new maps, frequently requested community favorites from previous games, Arrow Walk, Theater of Pain, Japanese Castles, Steel Rats, some of the others. Freeze Tag game mode, premium level awards, create your own clan, join multiple clans, and match statistics are stored for 6 months.
I'm not impressed.
That's premium. Pro gives you everything from premium, the ability to start your own game server, specify a server location, determine the game mode, and invite people to your game. You can invite 3 friends with standard memberships to play, and there's some awards, and match statistics are stored for 12 months.
Now that's a little better, being able to make your own server.
Yeah, that is. That's because that's pretty much the one feature that would make me want to play it, because... You know, when you start a match and you want your friends to play and you just don't really have that option right now. So it will still be free. It will still be web browser based.
But how much for being able to create a server? How much was it a year?
$3.99 per month, billed annually. It's about $48.
$48 a year to make your own server.
Yeah.
Or you could just buy Quake.
Well, you and all your friends. Well, yeah. So it's...
You could buy Quake for you and all your friends for probably less than that.
Possibly. So, something to think about. I mean, it makes sense, though. If you think about it, these guys have put a lot of effort into it, and they're not really making any money, so...
They have ads in-game, like, in their maps.
Yeah, but have you ever paid attention to one of those?
Yeah, they're kind of cool.
I'm gonna kick you. You just completely undid everything I've worked for all... I'm kidding. Just joking. So, I could nerd rage, get all built up. And, wow. So, that's that. That's all the time we have for today. No, I'm kidding. okay, what else do we want to talk about? Microsoft Kinect doesn't work for lazy people.
What?
I don't understand. Here's the dilly-ho. I'm going to send you a linky. Chris, where's Linky? Linky for Chris. Okay, apparently, Microsoft's forthcoming Kinect camera plays better when you're standing up than when you're sitting down. Microsoft says it's still, quote, calibrating Kinect for seated players and may accomplish that with a little help from Amazon. Okay, but think about it. You're playing the Star Wars game where the dude did the hero pose and he's like slashing all kinds of like stormtroopers and monsters and stuff like that. Well, you can't do that if you're sitting down.
This is interesting.
If I'm playing the Star Wars game and I'm sitting down, my guy on the screen's just going to like, he's going to sit down.
Yeah, he's going to sit down. Unless you're Yoda, you're
my hero is eating potato chips. What? How does that happen?
Yeah,
you know. So
the lightsaber goes right through his head.
He cuts his head off. There's some interesting.
If you eat that potato chip now, I will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine, and have terrible Dorito breath.
What do you? What is what? Do we have a comment? Somebody saying something.
Hi, Eli.
Oh, hi, Eli.
You should visit us. Yes, he wants me to say that I love him, but
it's a platonic kind of a love. It's a manly love. Okay, Star Wars: The Old Republic. It's going to own your face. Now we've talked about Star Wars: The Old Republic. My buddies at BioWare, developing quite possibly the most awesome video game since time began. Right? Time began. Are we in agreement here?
I'm so excited.
I think this is probably the only MMO that is going to give WoW a run for its money.
It's probably the one that's going to make me switch.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to pay for two at a time.
Can we beta test yet?
I'm working on it. BioWare has revealed that each class in Star Wars The Old Republic will have an optional non-human species, including the force-wielding Miralians, the Miraluka, Zabrax, and Sith Purebloods.
Is each class getting a different race?
I'm not real sure. I don't know. I'll read on and tell you. Okay, you can have a Ratataki bounty hunter, a Chiss Imperial agent, and a Twi'lek smuggler. So it looks like each class is getting its own race.
So you can either be human or the...
A human smuggler or a Twi'lek smuggler.
Okay.
But there's four new playable species assigned to a particular character class, yes. Darth Maul, the Zabrax, you know, the dudes, they were horny.
They were red?
Actually, Darth Maul was I think...
Wasn't he red?
Was black and red, yeah, with horns all over. What's black and red and horny all over? Darth Maul! He's a Sith Inquisitor. Sith Warrior is a Sith Pureblood. That's going to be cool, because Sith Purebloods have red skin as well. A Miralian Jedi Consular, face tattoos that are wintergreen colored. Or...
Sorry.
Or you can roll a Moralica Jedi Knight with a blindfold because you have evolved to the point where you see your surroundings through the Force. That's awesome. Unless you're stuck in a room with some Salarimi lizards, because, you know, they, like, dampen the Force. Okay, I just geeked out.
I think so.
Looks pretty cool, though. You can find more information about this on the BioWare webpage. It's www.theawesomestgameontheuniverseever. Not really. It's swtor.com. Check it out. We are so... Oh, look. Oh, he's pulling him up with the Force. He's going to cut him. That's... Oh, see? You just finished the show. I'm going to look at these pictures.
Okay, I'll start the music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Music?
Fine. Okay, no! Kyle. Oh, dear.
Actually, did you hear about this thing with Terry Childs, the former San Diego... San Francisco, rather, city government worker, who was a network administrator.
No.
He was sentenced today. A while back, I think it was in 2008, he was a network administrator for the city of San Francisco, and he changed the passwords for a couple of systems, and when his bosses asked for the passwords for the system, the administrator passwords, he would not give them to them. He was, in his defense, he said that it was, he was just doing his job.
Right.
He could not, in good faith, give out these passwords to these people who he felt would make the would just give it to any low level engineer, and they would give these passwords to any third party contractor and decrease the safety of the San Francisco City network.
Cool.
Well, because he wouldn't give that out,
right.
He was charged.
He was doing his job.
Sort of. Misguided as it may be, yes, he was just trying to do his job, but he did not give his – he finally had to give the administrator passwords to the mayor who came to visit him in jail. He was sentenced. Yes. A federal jury in San Francisco on Tuesday, earlier in the week, found Childs guilty of one felony count of network tampering, resulting in damages of more than $200,000. He faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison, which he could get released out a little bit sooner for time already served. He's been in jail for you know, 2 years.
5 years, $200,000 for doing your job.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
Browse the web, people. Browse the web.
If you're going to build a secure network, don't get upset when the guy that has the keys is not going to give you the password if you aren't really this person that's supposed to have it. You know? I can't go get the keys to Fort Knox. You know?
I can. I know a guy.
You know a guy. Okay.
Yeah. Got friends with a dude.
Well, this guy basically apparently locked down the FiberWAN network for more than 10 days. And this is the part that I really don't understand. I don't think it was actually shouldn't have been locked down. He didn't disable anything. I mean, the system was still working. They just didn't have admin control over the system.
If he had been a computer AI, this would have been an awesome movie.
Mm.
He secures the whole, and then he's like,
I don't think the guy should go to jail. He didn't hold it for ransom. He didn't. He didn't say, you know, I'll give you the keys if you give me $100 million or anything like that. He's just like, no, you don't. You're not the person that needs this information.
Andrew's mad at us for busting on Quake. We're not busting on Quake. If anything, I support this because I think it's worth $48 to be able to start a match with your own buddies. One of our.
Not me. I'll play StarCraft.
Well, okay, yes, there will be much StarCrafting, but I mean,
I don't have time for Quake Live when there's Zergs that need to die.
Eli's starstruck. Look at that.
Oh, we have groupies.
We have fans.
You know who else has fans? HP's CEO Mark. Well, that's what I heard. This poor guy. He gets in trouble for hitting on a contractor. They then find out that he didn't hit on the contractor, but he steps down anyway because HP said he had inappropriate business practices. Yeah. This from the people who put out the DV9000.
That's great.
Let me give you a little background, ladies and gentlemen. HP is a little company. You may have heard of them. They used to call themselves Hewlett Packard. They put out a series of laptops, the HP DV9000s, 6000s, 5000s.
And the 2000 is also affected.
A large chunk of these notebooks just died. They would just die. And HP's response was to very quietly put out a warranty extension. They didn't call it a recall. Not a recall.
Nope, not a Toyota.
No, don't call it a recall. That is bad. It's a voluntary warranty extension. But they didn't tell anybody. So that when everybody came to that computer store and other computer stores everywhere that weren't that computer store but should have been because that computer store is cooler, when they brought their computers to those places with dead notebooks, we would say, well, we did some research and we found out there was this warranty extension, but it's over because they're jerks and they didn't tell anybody. They didn't notify you. They didn't say, hey, we'll fix your computer for free.
Because it was our bad.
Yeah. This company says that he's being inappropriate. He must be like skinning chipmunks and making like wearing them to movies or something.
Inappropriate use of funds there. Bought those chipmunks and they were for dinner.
$12.2 million severance payment.
Yes, you spent our money wrong, so whenever you're fired, but we're going to give you $4.2 million. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, here, okay. Several weeks ago, a contractor who is described as working on marketing matters accused Herd of sexual harassment. HP says her investigation found that he didn't violate the policies, but he did falsify expense reports, squirrels, and other documents to conceal the relationship.
He probably went to Starbucks and used the company card on coffee. And they're like, you can't use a company card on coffee. At least not that flavor of
HP,
coffee.
HP, thank you for standing up for... What? Jerks. Okay, that is all for the first segment of That Computer Show. When we return, we'll tell you all about Google and Verizon teaming up to bring you a price-tiered internet. How's that?
Not, they're not doing it.
They're doing it.
They're not.
You're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. Unless you're playing Quake Live. Andrew, stay tuned. Segment two will start in mere minutes. We love you, Eli.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Kids eat Armor hot dogs.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Soft kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot
dogs. Armor hot dogs. The dog kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go. When kids fight dogs, they yell,
hooray for hot dogs!
Armor hot dogs!
The dog kids love to fight!
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts. Or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online
like
for you.
To buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
The Onion Radio News. Denny's introduces just a humongous bucket of eggs and meat. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Celebrating its 42nd Denny-versary, the Denny's restaurant franchise announced a major addition to its menu today. Just a humongous bucket of eggs and meat. Don Turnby, a longtime Denny's customer, reacted positively to this enormous pail of food.
Oh, it's really good. I like eggs and meat a lot.
So I guess it makes sense that I would like a lot of eggs and meat.
When asked if he would order just a humongous bucket of eggs and meat again at Denny's, Turnbee said he would have to wait and see how the whole thing sits with him later. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, dart it, point it, zoom it.
And we are back with more of That Computer Show. Aren't you happy? Aren't you pleased? Okay, got some cool stuff to talk about. This whole Google and Verizon thing is very confusing because they use all kinds of big words like tiered and negotiation and New York Times. Can you make any sense of it? Basically, the New York Times reported that Google and Verizon are near a deal to enable tiered web pricing.
But that's not the case.
But Chris has something from Bloomberg, which makes me think of Lumberg from Office.
Lumberg Ditter.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, tell us what you have, Chris.
I was going to say something.
Yeah, but
concerning an O-face.
Oh, yeah, no, God.
Yesterday, Bloomberg reported that Google and Verizon had reached an agreement, one that blocks Verizon from selectively slowing internet content that travels over its wires. That's good. But this doesn't apply to internet use over mobile phones.
Which is bad.
It can be. I mean, I have mixed feelings on the matter. I mean, it's Verizon's network that their phones are on. And they kind of do have, you know, if they don't want certain content going over it at certain speeds, that's kind of their network, but it's still a bad thing. They're making policy, and it's just good and bad. The good is at least some policy is being made. At least the two companies know at this point what each can and cannot do. Well, while everybody sits around and waits for the FCC to try and make policy to either block or accept net neutrality. You have in this ring, ding ding, in one corner you have the big broadband providers like Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, who are opposing net neutrality.
And I always get confused. Do we want it or not want it?
We want the net to be neutral.
We want it to be neutral.
And then you have pro-net neutrality forces like Yahoo, Google, Amazon, Chris, Steven, That Computer Show, you and everybody out there, unless you are, you know, a greedy person.
Self-serving monster.
And you have your own ISP, and you're like, oh, if you want to go to Google, that's $1.95. You want to go to Yahoo? That's $1.95. You want to go to MSN? Oh, MSN already pays us $1.2 trillion, so you can go to MSN for free. So, yeah, I mean, it's basically these companies want to set up their own, they just want to extort the internet, man. Oh, you want to go to that website? You can get there at 1.4 kilobytes a second.
So you
could pull up google.com faster on a modem than on a network unless you pay.
Well, you're telling me I can't go get guitar tabs?
You can, but you'll get a virus, but that's a whole other article.
Well, I mean, like, a respectable guitar tabs website that will cost money to go to?
Potentially.
For example, if that guitar tabs website had training videos on it, a lot of content?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and if your ISP said for you to go to those sites and get the high bandwidth movies off that site to stream those, that site owner would have to pay more for their internet connection, or more for not just their internet connection they already pay for, but even more to the providers, to like Comcast, for example, so that Comcast customers can view that content, or else they'll just throttle that network's connection or that website's connection to where those movie clips don't even work.
So the only person that wins is the ISP?
And yes. The companies that, yeah, the people...
The only people that win would content. Be Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon.
I sense revolt.
Comcast already does this on their own cable television network. If you want to watch ESPN or HBO, you have to pay extra to watch HBO on cable. They want to do that to the internet. If you want to get to Yahoo or Hulu, you're going to have to pay extra. And that's a tiered internet. We do not want that.
Because the pitchforks, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I can construct a pitchfork out of some Ethernet cable and a piece of hard drive rails.
I'm going to use Jonathan Locke's knife from Lost. I'm going to buy it.
Okay.
Okay, you know that you can... There are actually auctioning off everything in Lost except for the Book of Answers.
What about the island?
Well, as soon as it reappears in this space-time, they're going to put it in. Oh, yeah. You can buy a collection
only on eBay for a short, limited time.
You can get a collection of 32 Dharma Initiative beer cans. Don't try to fly there. You can get Echo Staff, the crazy black dude with the Bible carvings in it. You can get the Dharma films and the projector. You can get Jonathan Locke's knife. You can get Sawyer's Letter of Inner Demons. This is pretty messed up stuff, man. But if you're a huge Lost fan, they are pretty much selling the farm. You can even get Ben's passports. I can't wait till somebody buys those and tries to use them. So yeah, if you're a big Lost fan, check it out, man. You can buy it and stuff. Did you watch Lost?
I did not.
No.
So in this actual conversation, I am
completely
lost.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
Yeah. You know what else is lost? Google Wave.
You were saying something. I use Google Wave. I have a Google Wave app on my phone.
Yeah, not for long. Let me send someone the link. Where's the link to send someone? Here you go. Bing, boop, bing. Okay, so I'm reporting this from...
waving goodbye to Google
Wave. We are waving goodbye to Google Wave. Ever since the launch of Google Wave, it's been used a handful of times by people for both work and pleasure. The people at Device, and I'm reading this from Device, they gave it a fair shake. But they said they had clumsy, awful experiences with it. It seems like an awesome idea. It's like a wiki plus video, and it's just confusing.
But it's good for project management.
For some people think it's clunky.
I used it. Andrew got me into the beta and got a lot of us into the beta.
Yeah.
And I used it for like 2 days, and then it got boring and pointless, so I just stopped going to Google Wave.
Quote, Wave has not seen the user adoption we would have liked, says Iris Hotzli, Senior VP for Operations on Google's blog. We don't plan to continue developing Wave as a standalone product, but we will maintain the site at least through the end of the year and extend the technology for use in other Google projects. So some of the things in Wave that people liked, invariably that code's going to get reused for other projects.
It'll probably end up in Gmail.
Or
as an app for your phone to synchronize. You know, basically like they just bought a social networking company.
Google's taken over the world.
So it may be that they may integrate this technology into that service and create their own social networking. That would be awesome for any social networking to have a live blog that runs off that
another
touch.
Social networking site for me to visit. Oh. Oreos, people. That's all I'm saying. So, have you heard about the aircraft carrier destroying Chinese missile? Apparently, my Cream Some Young Guy comment was funny. I did feel pretty clever. Aircraft carriers such as the USS George Washington have wooden teeth.
Do they shoot hatchets?
Yeah, they chop down cherry trees the world over. They represent the American Navy's most formidable force, able to overwhelm any target on land, air, or sea.
Wow, George Washington's awesome.
And none of them have to wear the white powdered wigs.
Now, this is great. The Dongfeng 21D anti-ship missile.
What the hell is that dong thing?
That's a Dongfeng 21D anti-ship missile. It is considered to be a new class of weapon, being identified as an ASBM, an anti-ship ballistic missile. Man, somebody shoots this at you, you're going to anti-ship in your pants.
George Washington will catch it and throw it back at China.
He would. But if it does what it's supposed to do, it will be the first land-launched missile in the world capable of hitting a moving aircraft carrier from a range of 9,000 miles.
It's nothing. You mean
900 miles?
Yes, 900 miles.
I say 9,000 miles.
I almost just crapped myself because that's halfway around, halfway around the world.
Where's that missile going? I don't know. China? Wait, we're in China. Well, the other side of China. It's going the wrong way. It'll get there.
Just give it a minute. Wow. The Dongfeng. Now.
Dongfeng.
That Dongfeng. I just can't. I want to.
Why is everything so stereotypical? Like, everything.
Because the language is Chinese.
It's
and
so funny.
The words sound Chinese. And
it makes me smile.
Oh, Cream Some Young Guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. How hard is it to hit? I mean, I know that the aircraft carrier is moving, But don't they move it like one?
No, I think they move it two or three, actually. I mean, no, I think they can move pretty fast.
It's as big as a city. And
it's a big moving city.
Yeah, but it's like but I mean, imagine 12 knots.
A missile, a Chinese missile. Chinese missile. I think I just said that.
I think you say, if it's a Chinese missile, it would hit the ship, and then 2 hours later, they'd have to launch another one to hit the ship.
That's horrible. But yeah, I mean, this is really scary, though, because pretty much, you know, since the days of MacArthur, our naval superiority are pretty much, we've ruled the seas, except for the pirates in Somalia.
It's okay, man. We're going to develop a super huge death raid and knock those things out
of
the
sky. A big fly swatter or a net.
Or they could just launch school buses at it. Did you see
the turbo-charged school bus?
Okay, this guy's in Indianapolis. Decided that they wanted their kids to get to school on time.
367 miles per hour?
Yeah. It's a short bus. that shoots an 80-foot plume of flames out of the rear end.
It actually is a short bus. You see at the front of it, it says school time?
Yeah, that's great. Okay, it's powered by a 42,000 horsepower jet engine ripped out of a Phantom jet fighter.
Oh my god!
I want this.
No news if the little red lights at the top flip down and there's Sidewinder missiles that fire out of the thing.
I guess this is my revenge for all those days riding on the slow journey to school. Now it goes at my kind of pace, says Paul Stender, the mastermind of the project.
Yeah. I want these to be used across the nation.
I built the bus for two reasons. The first is to entertain people because, come on, it's a jet bus. The second is to keep kids off drugs. Jets are hot, drugs are not.
Whatever.
Oh my god, this guy's got to be high.
Yes, we can just say this guy.
He's like, just high on sniffing jet fumes.
I decided one day, I was sitting with my friend, I was like, you know what we need? We put a jet engine on a school bus, man. No, we know what we need. What? Funyuns. Oh, yeah, okay.
The next project is to put a jet engine on the lunch lady. Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's awesome.
It's not the fastest ground vehicle out there, but I think it is the fastest school bus. So
it took me 2 hours to get to school in the morning, so I'm actually thinking this might be cool.
367 mile per hour school bus. Please strap in and make sure you have your lunch money ready.
All right. In a piece of serious news, a thought-controlled prosthetic arm. I just keep picturing it grabbing somebody's butt. Just like goosing somebody. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I thought about it, but oh, that's why. Is it thought-controlled, Kyle? Kyle's looking at me like, what? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For the current crop of state-of-the-art prosthetic arms, you have to control the fingers and finer movements with your feet. Wait. For the current crop... Did I read that again? You have to control the current... the fingers and finer movements with your feet. How? I knew... I had a buddy from school that could peel a banana with his toes, but I don't...
It's thought-controlled with your feet.
It takes a lot of getting used to.
I'll say.
Understatement. Oh my god, playing Street Fighter would be impossible with your toes. Okay. But a new model purports to be controlled by thoughts, which could be revolutionary. Because my current hand is controlled by thoughts. See, Kyle? Look. I just did that with my brain. You guys didn't see that. It's especially good news for quadriplegics who don't have the option of controlling an arm with their feet. Is it just me, or does that just sound funny?
It does sound funny.
We've lost Chris to another article.
I'm looking at Intel's super chilled test rig that was entered into a rendering contest.
Yeah, it's not a mind controlled arm. That's pretty much the only piece of news that I have. Is they have one? It's thought controlled. You don't have to use your feet.
It's a it's an i7-980.
The processor?
Yes, that's overclocked to 5 gigahertz and super cool to negative 40 degrees.
Booyah.
So
that's kind of cool. Okay, yeah. let's mention that in the beginning of the next segment, because that is all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We will be back after the break with some world-changing news. Gauze made from human skin. I hate being a visual thinker right now. Stay tuned and sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
We're gonna do it like this.
$5 foot long.
That's not, no, it's five. $5 foot. Right, no, and it's $5 foot long. It's three.
It's a 5 second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temp Delicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong!
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
I'm Mr. T, and this is my Night Elf Mohawk.
Cut, T. There's no such thing as a Night Elf Mohawk.
Shut up, fool! Like I was saying, my Mohawk storms through mighty forests on his frost saber. My Mohawk...
T, it's a warrior, not a Mohawk.
Well, maybe Mr. T hacked the game and created a Mohawk class. Maybe Mr. T is pretty handy with computers. Had that occurred to you, Mr. Condescending Director? I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game?
World of Warcraft. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. What a relief it is. What a relief.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so debonair. Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll have to get their fingers in your hair.
It's the Onion Radio News. The National Machete Association speaks out against machete control legislation. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Vowing to vigilantly defend the Second Amendment and preserve basic civil liberties, the National Machete Association denounced congressional efforts to enact machete control legislation today. NMA Director Wayne Manning.
If restrictions are passed, how is a hardworking Nebraska farmer going to hack away vines and undergrowth? And how will he divide his breadfruit in equal shares among members of his clan?
The NMA strongly opposes all federal regulation of machete use, including seven-day waiting periods for machete purchases, background checks on potential buyers, and mandatory safety sheaths. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with two pieces of breaking news. It turns out...
I didn't break anything.
That different kind of breaking news. It turns out that a carrier can travel 34 to 38 knots... per hour, I'm assuming, if the hammer is down. If they left the hammer at the base, it will only go 15 knots per hour.
Okay.
I don't quite know what that means, but That was a Twitter to us. And here's another really interesting piece of news. Did you know that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens?
Of course.
You say of course, but apparently Apple didn't know or recognize that.
Well, it's not an it's an American. It's not like a it's like we own it kind of, but it's not really a state.
Over the weekend, because it's not a state, and they don't want to be a state, as I understand it from some of my Puerto Rican friends. Over the weekend, we heard about how Apple had decided to cancel all shipments of free iPhone 4 cases to Puerto Rico because they were unable to ship to an international address.
But Puerto Rico is, well, I guess it's not part of the continental United States. It's not a state.
Well, neither is Hawaii or Alaska, technically. It's not part of the 48.
But it's part of our country.
Yeah.
So that's why they always say, you know, United States and are outlying. It's sort of like a colony.
To our valued Apple customer, your iPhone 4 case program order was canceled erroneously. Your order has been reopened. You will receive a shipment of blah, 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 blah. Basically, somebody was like, "Huh, that's not part of the America." And then the guy at Apple was like, "Yeah, huh?" And the other dude at Apple was like, "No, uh." And then the third guy was like, "Check Wikipedia." I mean, that's just dumb. Okay. In a related piece of news, loading a PDF could give hackers total control over your iPhone.
Well, what if I don't have an iPhone?
Well, then this article has nothing to do with you.
Okay, well, unless it was this one out, then.
apparently, there is an exploit affecting all iOS 3.1.2 and higher devices, including the iPod Touch and the iPad.
Wait, is it really called iOS if it's, like, back? Are they back naming their iOSs?
Apparently.
Because it was just iPhone.
Yeah.
OS 3.
The malicious code lurks inside a font inside the PDF, and when you go to view the document, it causes something called a Stack Overflow. Windows users are very familiar with Stack Overflow, as are people with really big boobs.
Or cups. Lots of those cups.
Get in a stack.
When they have a Stack Overflow, all the cups come falling down.
Stack Overflow fills up the memory. During the ensuing crash, the program can slip into your device and do anything at once. It can watch your YouTubes, delete files, install secret monitoring programs, or call 911 every time you make a phone call.
911, what's your emergency?
I have an iPad!
I was trying to call for you got pepperoni pizza with extra cheese.
Yeah. So this is actually kind of big news because, you know, we're always talking about how viruses don't exist for Mac.
And Funyuns. What Funyuns?
What is it with you? Oh, I know what it was with you and Funyuns. But, you know, we're always talking. People are always saying, oh, you know, Apple's invulnerable to viruses and blah, 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 blah.
Nope.
Here we go. Perfect example.
No computer platform is really invulnerable to.
It can't because as computer programs become exponentially more complex, then the amount of vulnerabilities and potential exploits increases logarithmically, algorithmically, mathematically, a lot.
By some.
By more than one.
So, yeah, if it's a connected device, if you can put data on it or get data off of it, someone
then
somewhere
it's the
will
USS Enterprise.
Someone somewhere will try and figure out how to make
it, you
that.
Get data on it or get data off of it.
I represent iPhone users. I don't care.
I don't care. I want the one with the more GBs. Okay, I'm just going to say that Yoko Ono pisses me off.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't talked to her lately, so.
I'm not gonna. She can call. I am not going
to
answer.
Oh, because she doesn't want you to listen to your Beatles music on iTunes.
It makes me, and we've talked about this a lot, mm-hmm. I openly admitted to potential copyright infringement, I think, because I had the White Album, Beatles, love the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get a Beatles MP3 unless you rip it yourself or get it from someone else who's, you know, illegally downloading. So I have the White Album, and it was one of the first CDs that I converted to MP3s back in the 90s. And you still cannot.
Haven't they remastered that since the 90s?
Yeah, they have, and I'm probably going to buy it and remaster it and rip it and blah, 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 blah. Just saying. Watch me get sued. While the overwhelming majority of 20th century rock music is available for digital download through iTunes or some other online outlet like Amazon.
Yeah, I have Amazon MP3 store on my phone. Loves I just push it. One button.
The Beatles catalog continues to remain a holdout, and Yoko Ono, widow of John Lennon, said yesterday that it could be a while before the Fab Four joins the digital download crowd. Now, I'm reporting this from The Consumerist.
Is it her fault? Really?
Now can't you get Paul McCartney's music on Amazon
or
iTunes? Yeah,
but some of it, but he's not the Beatles.
Yeah, he's not the Beatles. He was a member.
I understand that, but can't you get his current music, which is
the
Beatles'
music,
just with him performing by himself?
Now, here is the quote. Apple CEO Steve Jobs has his own idea, and he's a brilliant guy, said Yoko on Thursday. There's just an element that we're not very happy about as people. We are holding out. Don't hold your breath for anything. Now,
I tried that once and I passed out.
I died. Yeah, you have to breathe. I learned. Unless you're underwater, then you drown. But here's the thing. If you have a problem with Apple, stick it to Apple by releasing it on other venues.
Yeah.
Don't punish the consumers. I mean, I'm all for blaming Steve Jobs for stuff. Like my freezer door was left open last night accidentally because I was eating some pie. It was totally Steve Jobs' fault.
You can download like Beatle covers.
Yeah, you can get covers.
On Amazon, like Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles Appreciation Society.
I mean, to blame Steve Jobs for whatever you want. Traffic bad, Steve Jobs' fault. That's cool because he probably deserves it. Those turtlenecks. But don't. No, give us our music, man.
Do you think they cut off the blood flow?
All you need is love.
The turtlenecks.
Do they cut off the... I believe that they keep the parasitic alien in place.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that he has a in his brain case, there is an alien that helps control him and sustain him.
Is it a symbiote?
Probably. It might be a Goa'uld. Andrew, are you listening?
Jafar
Cree! Okay, so... Moral of the story is I'm mad at Yoko Ono, and I'm mad at Steve Jobs, and I'm mad at iTunes. But I'm not full of anger. Okay, so, what else do we have to talk about? 6-core mini ITX motherboards are coming.
6-core mini ITX?
Yeah, Asus
give me the linky love, man. Okay. I want to see this.
And this is from our roving correspondent, Apple Rust. Who have I been sending all of the show links to? I thought I was sending them to you. But apparently not.
There's some lady in like Indiana going, I don't know what I'm gonna do with the 6-core.
J&W and Asus were showing off AM3 mini ITX motherboards. Now, listeners are gonna be like, what is this? Mini ITX motherboard is a tiny, tiny motherboard.
It's a little bitty.
You've seen us with the shuttle computers.
Ooh.
Or the even smaller computers that we build. This is a 6-core motherboard.
I like the fact there's click to enlarge. The motherboard's tinier than my screen.
I know, actually. It's bigger, larger than real size. A 16-lane PCI Express slot.
Ooh, just look at the back panel and all the connectors on that thing.
Oh, my gosh.
This mini ITX board rivals some... And I still have customers ask me, I would like that in a full size. I want a full size, full ATX.
You don't.
Who wants a computer that's 3 feet tall?
Where's the 16X lane, though?
It's over there. You see over there to the left.
To describe to our listeners.
Oh, the red one.
Steven and Chris are both drooling a little bit right now.
I'm looking at the blue one.
Dude, I'm so going to buy one of these. Now, it is going to be a little more expensive because...
We already carry some mini ITX boards, the ones we have are, we have a business class board and we have a media device class board that's designed for like hooking up to your TV. And we built a few of those high performance systems for...
one of our customers.
Exactly. What's with the memory slots on this thing?
They're SODIMMs.
They look smaller than SODIMMs.
You know what they are? They're the old-style SODIMM. They look like the old-style SODIMMs with the gate that goes like all the way up above the memory.
Okay, I get it now.
What they're doing is they're folding them all the way over for the display for some reason.
But we had a customer who bought 4 of those machines, and we did soup one of them up pretty serious.
Yeah, it's pretty beast.
But
put a hybrid drive in that?
Yeah, man.
Uh-oh! There's a new Phenom 2 6-core faster than the one I've got right now.
That means somebody else gets a new Phenom 2.
That's what that means. The 1090T Black Edition, stock speed 3.2 gigahertz.
Wait, I thought yours was... No, you have yours clocked at 3.6.
Yeah, I have mine overclocked. But they do not recommend that you put that on this motherboard, mainly because the thermal envelope is 95 watts. Or the 95 watt on the this board, and that new 1090 is 125 watts. It may still work, but they don't recommend it. I want one. Okay. We are totally going to build gaming stations out of those. Oh, this is interesting. Have you heard about the TheraSkin and the TheraGauze?
Is it that like it like grows?
Yeah. It's kind of gross, but it's kind of cool. It is, and we, you know, with Star Wars and these sci-fi books, they have like new skin and ultra skin. It's like the science fiction idea is have a bandage that is actually made of a like skin to speed up healing. Because instead of having to take the Band-Aid off, it just becomes like skin. TheraSkin is a graft made of real skin that stimulates your body to heal itself. Soluble solution or soluble systems of Newport News sells TheraGauze, a covering that regulates the moisture within a wound. When TheraGauze is used to cover TheraSkin, the two products work together to speed healing of diabetic foot ulcers and other wounds that have trouble healing. This is pretty cool.
Whose skin?
It's a guy named Bob.
Oh.
It's just a dude named Bob. They don't even really say.
Is it like volunteers or is it synthetic?
I imagine it is probably synthetic, or like they probably don't just like take a guy and fillet him because that would be gross.
I want to donate my body. Okay.
TheraGauze bandages don't need to be changed as often, blah 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 blah. Now that's cool.
Wait, you have to change them?
Well, the TheraGauze, not the TheraSkin.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Now here's the really gross you out. Mad scientists develop Wolverine-like healing factor.
I want it.
Oh, no. You want to see this picture? Send me an IM and I'll send you the link.
Okay.
Researchers at the University of Columbia have figured out how to get rabbits to regrow damaged bones with artificial implants.
Those are rabbits, though.
Well, so I guess it wouldn't be Wolverine. It would be rabbit.
Yeah. Like if they'd gotten like the little Wolverines to do it.
Little claws. The implants are more like scaffolds, which acted as blueprints for healing.
Aren't they like little badgers?
Oh, these are so gross. I want to throw up. This picture is nasty. I don't know what that is. Whoa. The fact that the rabbits were able to regrow their joints and move around normally, as in little as 4 weeks, boggles the mind. Joints are complex body parts, blah, 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 blah. This is gross. That picture's gross. Isn't that gross? Look at that. Look.
Oh, neat. Yeah, I've seen this.
So, it's coming. Wolverine. Cybernetics, Wolverines, and mental prosthetics. What if you could take that mental prosthetic and make it wireless?
Where did you leave your arm? I don't know, but it's scratching somebody's ear because my ear. I was like, I think it's at Paul's house, or maybe I left it at that computer store. It's playing StarCraft. That's what it's doing. Mm-hmm. Put a webcam on your wireless prosthetic,
dude. Actually,
you can play video games and you don't have to be there.
but actually, I mean, it would make like think bomb disposal techs and things like that.
Yeah.
You could be like, and like, bomb diffused.
I love the 1950s Star Trek radio sound. That was great.
You have to.
Do it again.
I don't know if you guys knew. I wanted to be a Foley guy at a past life.
Can you do the Star Trek communicator? Yes.
All right, guys. And LeVar Burton is on my Twitter. So, LeVar, if you're listening, you and Will Wheaton are my friends.
Oh,
okay. We have how much more time do we have to fill up with absolute crap? We were supposed to talk about back to school stuff today.
Well, yeah, but we did so much back to school work this morning before we actually started the show. It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, we already did that.
So. Okay, so real quick, what do people want to do and not do? They want to buy stuff, but they don't want to buy crappy stuff. That's pretty much it, right?
The adage always holds true: you get what you pay for.
Yeah, and
unless you're getting a good deal, and if it's too good a deal, it's not real. Some good deals are like the win for you.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. And we're just throwing these in there.
Yeah. I got $1 billion. Ross Perot.
Yeah.
Sorry. I should be president because I got $1 billion.
And big ears.
I'm big ears. Okay. I can hear everything going on. So I'll make a plan.
I'm sorry, listeners.
I got a flow chart right
here.
Chris, what are you talking about?
Rossboro.
Back to school.
He was so cute. The little guy. He was just like, it's funny. It's like I almost want to vote for him because he's silly and ridiculous. Okay, we were talking earlier about the
show's over now, Chris.
You wanted to talk about the website you go to if you got an EDU, that email address you can get off.
Oh, really yes. www.win741. W-I-N, the number 7, the number 4, the number 1.com. Microsoft will give you a full version of Office 2010 for $79.
That's a good deal.
And it's not the student edition. It is actually a retail license and SKU. They're just rewarding people who are going to college. This is awesome. So if you're going to buy a new computer, don't get Microsoft Office on it. Go to www.win741.com. It's awesome.
Yeah, but you need to be a college student with a .edu address.
Yes. Okay, so that is all the time we have for this week's That Computer Show. We'll be back next week with more of That Computer Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCSJoe. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you have been listening to That Computer Show.